The head of the agency that administers Ohio's unemployment system was on the hot seat yesterday as a panel of state lawmakers questioned her about inefficiencies in the system. Job and Family Services Director Kim Hall was asked by Republican Representative Derek Marin why so many Ohioans have had problems with the system, everything from not getting checks to not getting through to anyone to help them.
I wholeheartedly agree that our current system is antiquated and does not serve Ohioans.
Hall says the state is in the multi-year installation of an $86 million system, but says it won't be fully operating until 2022. Hall says more than 92% of the claims have been processed, but more than 83,000 are pending. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.